I'd like to open this special meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission on Monday, March 19th, 2018 at 5:32 PM. First thing, roll call.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Scudder, excuse. Poe Dismuth. Jill Maxwell.
Present.
Kathy Murphy, excused. Kate Drew Wilkinson, present. Bill Higgins.
Here.
Nina Williams is here.
The first thing, of course, is call to the public, but we don't have any call to the public this evening, right?
Didn't call Laura.
Who? Laura?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Laura Morgan.
Here.
I like that there's going to be a recording of meeting, Chips, I'm sorry. That was disturbing. No call to the public this evening. So we're going to start with item one, discussion and possible action concerning event planning matters, including but not limited to poster ideas, name of event, et cetera, for the upcoming fundraiser to take place in May 2018. I just want to say first off, the reason that we're all here this evening is that we do have to vote on who does the poster and the name of the event. That's what legal said. I just want to, before we get started on that, I wanted to say that we have ordered the kites. Woo! And I also did attend the meeting of the subway group, and they're all on board. And we also did the liquor license. We finished doing the liquor license. We'll turn it into the city in the next few days. So those things are taken care of.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So we got that done, and subway was, they were fine. Ultimately, but the first thing we're going to start with tonight, if it's okay with everybody.
Turn this off, sorry.
Poe is quacking. Oh yeah, just a reminder, number one, make sure you speak into your microphone this evening. Everybody will have one, you guys are sharing one over there. And the second thing is that if we can remember to turn off our phones, and I'm going to do mine right now.
Can somebody tell me how I get into the internet, because I need to show you the posters.
Do we have Wi-Fi in this room?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's the City of Bisbee guest.
I got it. I think I'm in my own mind.
And it's the same wording, all lowercase.
What was it, man?
City of Bisbee guest, COB guest.
COB guest.
While Kate does that, the first thing we're going to do, because I think it'll be a little simpler, is then we're going to vote on the name of the event. Did anybody have any other recommendations? I thought over that kites and cocktails was perfectly fine by me.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything that they, a different name they would like to use? So what we're going to did you have anything else?
Nope.
Were you happy with that?
Kites and cocktails.
All right, we're going to vote on that one. So we would like to vote on using the name of Kites and Cocktails for our 2018 fundraiser taking place in May. Is there anything else I need to say about that? All right, let's roll call it then.
I need a second.
Oh, who would like to second it?
I second it.
We don't have to roll.
Yes.
All ayes?
Aye.
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 Any nays? All right, passed unanimously. Thank you, guys. I'll make that pass. So the next thing that we had to vote on was who we were going to use to make the poster.
I'm just trying to get this together so that I can show you what I've got to give you, but I'm not getting it. COB guest. 5G.
It's just not connecting to the.
But I've got an angel helper. I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to say no.
I wanted to put them on this paper, but it was one of those things where my printer didn't move.
And I also, I did talk to Bridget. She does have time if we're interested in using her.
What would it cost us if
I think. No, that was for the, we paid her $250 last year.
Okay, well, let me show you what I've got, and you'll see what you think.
Somebody remember for sure what we paid Bridget? I should look that up, I'm sorry.
She threw together for me, and I'll show you, one at a time. This is just what she threw together for a class, but you can see she can do it. Took her no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
She really just wants the information and she'll put it together. And I can show you the one she made for the, an ad, the Pentagon, that's the name of it.
I think she did a really good job. I mean, I don't have any problem with using her in the future, Kate. I just, in this case, I really...
I'm fine with using someone else. I just wanted to make sure, because, you know, she's like $25 an hour.
Yeah.
As opposed to Bridget, you know, and she can do a really good job. She's giving me information.
I don't know, what do you guys want to do? Would any other commission members have an opinion?
I want to use Bridget.
Good.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
With going with one person or another, is it a printing sort of situation? Will Bridget provide printed?
No, she just does the graphic design for us.
And that's all we're...
Yeah, she does the graphic design. I believe that last time we paid her $250, it was $150 or $250, and she does the... She did several things for us last time, though. She did a banner and also the... So I'm not actually... I'm not positive what the amount will be this time. It'll be somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
It's just...
So it's like a poster, not just a poster, but a poster, banner, like, printout?
And yeah, she did, like, postcards, you know? So she usually does the whole shebang. I mean, the nice thing about dealing with Bridget is just that she's done it so long and that I know that she'll, you know... But, I mean, it's really up to you guys. One of the reasons we're here tonight...
It's a paid ad. And that was just for my classes. I think she can do, you know, if you give her the information, she can do it. She can show it to a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Progress can be made a long way. Do you know what I mean? It's a more accessible situation, that's all.
I don't know who's going to do this year. Last year, I just was the one that was, you know, I was dealing with the person. I just know that... On a professional level, Bridget's very easy for me to deal with, but I'm open, you know. Poe, do you have a preference?
I'd be tempted to try this gal, but I understand we're kind of under a constraint for time, and we have a lot to do, so I know the easiest thing would be to use Bridget, I think.
That's it. I'm just going for the simplicity of my own. I'm my own selfish simplicity.
Okay.
But,
I'm fine with going with Bridget if that's what everybody wants to do.
Do you have any? Did you have anybody else or?
No.
Just because I think that because we're limited on time in this situation, and because I personally have dealt with her so many times before, it would be easier for me. So like it is a little selfish.
Okay.
You know.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I think that next time we have anything, we should open it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's young, she's fresh, she's...
And I love that. I want to support young people as much as I can. This one's just like a, oh my God, we're running out of time sort of situation.
Could she be on our list of 5 artists? Well, she's
definitely going to be on.
Well, then, we could give her something.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to support her artistic endeavors in some way.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see because that's not so much what she does.
Okay.
I've got my 5 artists.
Do we have any other printed things that need to be done that we can do?
No, but we still are theoretically looking for a BAC logo too, which is something that would be open to her as well. I would love to see more, you know, I guess we're closed again on submissions to the BAC logo. It's like an endless thing there.
It's an interesting thing though, you know, somebody who can manipulate pictures and framing and things on the computer isn't necessarily an artist in any other way than that.
Oh, no, of course, I know. Graphic design and art are two very, they are bedfellows sometimes, but not always,
mm-hmm.
So. But I am, in this case, I move to use Bridget Shanahan for the poster for the 2018 May fundraiser. Do I have a second?
I second.
All ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? All right, unanimous then. Thank you, guys. Was there anything else that I... wanted to update you too that Kate brought up that Sharon is writing the letter. There was a little bit of lack of clarity on how that's going to work. Remember to send your artist names to Nina. They will be sent to Sharon. Once Sharon has the letter, then we will send them out. That is for the auction part of it, you know, that's going to take place in Salmon Poe's. When it comes to the kites, I think Poe's going to be keeping the kites
Laura and I are going to be in charge.
You guys got that?
Yeah, I can keep that back, I think I'm true.
Who does have interest? Who are you visualizing beyond the Mariposa Darlings, distributing them to digital artwork?
Adults too. We're open to anybody who's in.
I just wondered what you had in mind, because there's 100 kites, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Who did you, where you know, if you get the Mariposa kids, you might get at best 40.
So I do work at a
so you do
behavioral health firm that does art related groups. So we could have them do it, but then I've also been reaching out to other artists in town that were thinking about doing some kites as well.
Yeah.
So
we'll get it.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
By the last few days, we'll all be doing them in the back.
Yeah, well, anybody that would like some to give to people, what we should probably do is just have some simple printout sheet for information, name, phone number, email of each person that takes a kite. We're going to need all that, so we should probably.
Oh yeah, so I have a form I'll send you guys.
Oh, good.
So the kites are coming to me, and then when I give them to you, I'll give everybody a form, and then when you give a kite to somebody, we'll have a certain amount of information, like their name, their phone number, and then so we can email them and remind them to bring them back, because in a situation like this, the biggest danger is that the kites are just never going to come back. To make sure. So we'll email everybody and have them bring them by a certain deadline.
I think it was really nice that the preview of them by watching the other event, because those are the same kites.
So well, no, they're not the same kites.
No, they're not.
You mean the vultures?
Yes.
No, they're very different than those.
Are they smaller?
No.
These are square. These look more, yeah. I actually have a picture.
They look like this.
They look more Japanese.
Like that. It's just 15 inches tall by the wide they are. And then they have a little tail here.
I'm trying to visualize
the
butterflies. No, that's
what
I
want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a picture. Does anybody want to see? I took a screenshot of it.
And then the only thing we'll have to get with Dwayne from the city to figure out how we're going to string it across the street. And then we're going to have to figure out how to hang them low enough so that people can see them, and easy enough for us to like take them off with a pole or something.
Yeah,
but I'll
you can paint both, I think. But it's like this rice paper that apparently takes every kind of takes.
We're gonna have to figure out how to hang them low enough in the street where people can see them.
But it takes paint really well, supposedly. Yes. And they're pretty easy to put together. Poe and I are going to experiment and see if it's easier to paint them when they're already put together, or
Yeah. No, we haven't had any in our hands yet.
Oh.
But maybe we should talk about whether we do want to string them across the street, or maybe string them up a different way. Because if we string them up in the street, it's going to be hard for people to see them.
Oh, that's true.
To buy them
and to get them down. I mean, we could string them like swag them on buildings or something.
I bet they would be open to that too. Yeah.
I mean, that would be a lot easier, although it would be fun to have them strung across the street.
You didn't have speed equipment to hang them?
Well, that's what we're talking about, right?
Well, that was a concern of Subway, is that the group is, if that, whatever they use to put things up, was going to have to be in the road all day putting those up. So we could find a different way, but then the city also said they would just do it earlier in the morning.
It would not take all day.
No.
No.
So either way, I mean, once we get them, maybe we can experiment and see how they hang and go from there.
All right.
Oh, and the other thing that I wanted to mention is that somebody had emailed me, I think it was Kathy, about the percentage and all the information. Right, but until the letter goes out, I just wanted to remind everybody to not tell people what it is, because nobody was completely sure. So so we keep it all in the same. I think we're going to do the same percentage that we did last year. But until we have Sharon's letter.
Do you remember what it was? Was it 30?
I'm getting old. I don't remember any of it. I think it was like, I don't know, I swear my memory is getting really bad. 30 to the 40 to the art. I don't know. That's why.
Okay. All right.
But it will be streamlined in the letter, and so that way you won't have to. Nobody will have to eat their words when we're like, oh, actually, So, send your list of artists to Nina, and I am guilty as anyone. I have not done it.
I haven't done it.
What information do you need? You need
name,
email,
contact information.
Okay.
I'm having no luck with this. Either they've already been approached, or they're not willing, they don't want, none of...
Oh, really?
So I'm just like, okay.
We'll just keep on adding, we can add more to the list here.
That was the last, yes.
I think it was the plan, same, that way we involved the Stephen Poe Gallery in the whole thing.
Yeah, because the other option is not available to us.
Well, the coffee shop's got one of those bare walls.
I think they like their bare walls.
They've got an artist that's bringing paint, they've got some paintings going up.
Oh, do they? Who's putting art on?
Some artist they met from Tucson.
Hey, Jill, if you want to meet up though, we can brainstorm or something.
I can't find anybody to tell it.
It's a cold-hearted time in Bisbee, Arizona.
I'm coaching people in California.
That's fine, you know, as long as we don't have too many, but I think we'll be fine, so. If anybody has any questions about it, but send a list, and then we'll streamline that list and have Sharon send out the letter, so. Anybody have any other questions this evening?
Oh, yeah, I do. What is the exact day of this event?
Sorry, May 19th?
May 19th.
It was vague on the agenda because we weren't sure of the date for a little while. May 19th.
Okay.
Probably what we're looking at, I mean, we have a little bit of a leeway, but 6 p.m. to 9:30. Subway did not like the idea of going past that because of residential area.
So
we could probably push it to 10.
So what about the food, the chairs, the bar?
Yeah, at the next meeting, we're going to go through that and make sure everything's done. The bar, I mean, we have to make a real plan. Tonight, we're just keeping it short.
Oh, okay.
But I was thinking about food, and I was thinking a couple different things, because we don't have Kelly Galligan, who was incredible in the last year.
But I asked Kelly.
You did?
At the last meeting, I said I would ask for food.
What did she say?
So Kelly said yes, and EcoAces said ask again in April, but probably.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, since Roca gives liquor, do they always give food? Should I ask?
We paid.
Well, I don't think they're going to give us a food.
It's not they give a discount. But I just thought, since Kelly's right there, that might be, or we could do a food truck, we could ask a food truck to come.
That's
a good idea.
That would be fun, because there's that taco food truck from Douglas that's incredible.
Yes.
I don't know.
We're not taking anything away from
it.
No,
it's really good.
But then if we had a food truck, people would have to buy food from the food truck.
Yeah, versus us getting the money from it. So if we supply the food in some capacity, we make the money. I'm just trying to think of the way to...
You might be able to have the, like, pay the food truck a certain amount.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe we could do a combination. I think it would be smart to have some finger food, even if it's just chips and cheese and olives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, so someone could grab a drink and a handful of...
And it would be free food, right? Free food, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if maybe they wanted to spend some money if we had a food truck.
Well, we could do all three. I mean, we could have a food truck, we could have ask Poco to stay open that evening, and also have, I mean, that's the idea, is like having this whole community event. So, and we could supply a certain amount of finger food, too.
Well, we could buy, a ton of stuff at Costco fairly reasonably and just serve that. They have really good finger food stuff.
Yeah,
that's
what
Central School does for a lot of things, is do cheese and plates
and stuff.
And
I would be willing to go and fetch that and set it up.
They have little tiny quiches, like 72 to a box.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Those quiches are amazing.
I like tiny quiches.
But you'd need a place to prepare those, so we'd have to figure that out.
You can't prepare anything with meat in Poco, but would you come up with like an idea of some cocktail food that you think would be great?
I will.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So. And then we'll, on the next one, we'll come up with a hard plan. Last time for tablecloths and things like that, Sharon did a great job, so I'm hoping that she will be open to coordinating cocktail tables and that stuff.
Yeah.
Central School also said that we can use whatever we want.
I know we can borrow, we may have to rent cocktail tables. I know we can borrow some from Dan and Puspa. I mean, high tables, high round tables, that's what I'm
talking about. No, not high round tables. I mean, what tables, which is a problem.
Well, we can work that out.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to work that out.
If we rent them, I guess we'd have to rent them as share and rest. I don't know any place.
I think Sharon got tablecloths and things from the party rental, and actually she got it from Phoenix, but let's put it on the, we'll make sure it's on the agenda next time, because we're doing okay. And then the last thing that I wanted to tell you guys, and it's not in yet, but I hope, on the liquor license. So I had to choose an area to have alcohol because it couldn't be the whole street, which sounded great to me, but apparently nobody else was really down for that.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to make sure that children can come into the event. And also Laura McKenna said that it wasn't a good idea to make the whole street alcohol because of it's hard to monitor. So if you were at the coffee shop right now and you went out and you looked to your left, I imagined a stage at the very end where the barricades are, and then to the right of the stage, a bar in the small area where there's alcohol. I can change this drawing. Like, I was like at a loss, kind
of. That puts it all way down there at the end where there's nothing there but just the back. I think it needs to be up closer to Poco, to us.
You want to be closer to Poco?
Well, I think it needs to be in the center, you know, close to where all the stores are.
Which Poco has that shop with the pigs in the windows? You wouldn't let us have that courtyard.
Oh, you mean
the window.
Wait, are you talking about the...
That's the apartment right there. The house.
Oh, that's too far up. It needs to be in that the sweet spot where the coffee shop is, where we are, where Poco is, where the gelato
and
place is.
And should be long and narrow on the opposite wall.
Will they let us use the area behind the gelato place?
Ooh, that is
good.
That's brilliant.
Oh, but that's not city. We couldn't put.
You could put the stage on there.
Oh, the stage over there. That's true.
And we could have tables there, too.
Whatever you want. She's really a tight friend of mine. I could get that for you.
Yeah, well,
she's coming in this week.
I have to get that liquor license in this week, so if you guys, I mean, we can agree.
That's a great idea.
So putting the stage over there in the gravel area?
Yeah, if you can't use it because it's not city area for the liquor license.
That's what I was just thinking.
Then you can use it for the stage area, and then you can base everything out of going out.
That's a good idea to use it. That's
that is the perfect spot.
And then put the...
Can we get a temporary liquor license going in if you wanted to do that?
We can't get a different liquor license at this point.
But let's see if we could put the bar there.
So
bar
what's the
and
problem
music.
About the dance?
Do you know...
She's
I mean,
saying it's private property. We don't know. It would be private.
But it is the ideal spot. If it's
to put a bar?
To put... Yes.
And
let me look at the liquor license. I don't know if that... I don't think it matters. I mean, I filled it out for the street, so I would just have to change a couple things. So you filled it out for the subway street is where the liquor license is.
You just change the diagram to wherever it's going to be. Change the diagram to wherever it's going to be.
Yeah, we can change it wherever.
Okay.
Because I personally was at a loss.
It's a really good idea. It's just a perfect spot.
For the bar? That's a perfect place for a bar.
And
then, okay, so bar and then stage in the street. Would that be okay?
That would be awesome.
And that would keep liquor all in that area.
Yes, because that's right across the street from where the art show is going to be. So, I mean, why would we have it all down here when all the stuff is up here?
My only thought was because we wanted to keep the noise away from as far away from the residents that are in the apartment building. But
so far, none of them have complained about
anything.
So
tomorrow, so the next couple days, we need to talk to the gelato owner. You said you knew them, Kate?
Yes.
Will you talk to her?
Of course.
I need to get the liquor license in to the city by next week to get on the agenda for the following week, right?
I'll be on to her this evening.
Yeah, you get to me, and then I will. I'll draw a new diagram and show it to Poe and make sure we're on the same page.
If you want to do, meet down on the street and walk around, I'm sure Laura and myself would be happy.
Do you guys want to meet up and look and make sure before I turn it in?
Let's take a look and kind of do a walkthrough.
Do you guys have any time in the next few days?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Wait, we can't have four people. How many people can we?
No, I would ask her because
we may not be meeting in the street, all of us.
Anyway. How can we look at it without it being a quorum?
Can we look at something and not be a quorum?
You can stagger you going.
Yeah, that's what I just realized.
The only other thing I can do is let me know
we
that
can't all go.
Time.
Really?
Do a quorum notice.
Even if we don't speak to each other.
Even if you don't speak to each other.
That would be really funny if none of us spoke.
If there are four of you in there, or four more, we're going to have a problem.
All right, so three of us. We'll just meet three of us, and then we'll talk to the other ones. But yeah, well, I'll get to go with you guys in the next few days and see if we can meet up.
Yeah.
Only three of us at a time.
Okay.
I'll meet with everybody individually if I have to.
So
that'd be cool. Yeah. I want to get this liquor license drawn this week.
Laura and I could do that because you've got a lot of it.
Tomorrow morning is my, like, easiest time.
What?
Tomorrow morning.
What about you?
Yeah, I could do it too.
And then I'm going to see you on Wednesday, so we could look at it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll meet on Wednesday because we're going to be the other time.
And you know, the street is closed, so it can be in the street. It doesn't have to be.
That's why it could be any. I really couldn't figure. Need you guys. I couldn't figure it out.
We want it close to where the art show is going to be, and that's where all the cool stuff, where the stores are. So.
That sounds great. I'm glad that we brought it up because I was like, I've never drawn a diagram for a liquor license before. I was a little bit of a loss. I was like, this is where the people go in. It looks like a four-year-old drew it, but it's okay.
Make sure you have the current form, please.
Yeah, I got a current one off your website, which is completely different than the one from last year. No, I know, because it got denied last year. And no, side pointing got denied because it was an old form.
Right.
Yeah, they got it in time, but they had to go all the way to Phoenix. Liquor licenses are annoying like that. Anything else?
What about the music?
That's another thing. I mean, we need a band or a DJ.
Or a piano.
Or a piano.
No, there's another man that's just coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, there's the one that's been playing outside, on the street, on Main Street, who's actually really good.
He's really good.
And the man who, I would think of has had a bad car accident, so he can't do it at the moment.
He's walking again.
Yeah, I heard that he's going to be doing a show in May.
Well, there's another man in town called Finnegan, and he was playing on the street, the Irishman. He's another potential. I mean, he's got a degree and all that kind of thing.
But I talked to John Watson. He said that he was willing to just DJ, maybe in between artists, if that's something that
would be cool. I wanted to have some sort of, totally selfishly, some sort of dance party as a part of it, at least.
It should feel like that.
Yeah, it'd be fun, because we don't want a musician. No musician's going to play for four straight hours anyway.
Well, the one who's had the car accident, I forget his name, he is very danceable.
I love them both, and the Frytown Tufts are great.
They're just awesome, and they're very dancey.
So for the... Do we have to vote on the band, too?
But here's...
Can't we just have,
Here's one thing we need to consider is they're going to need power, so that's one reason why the music so far has been way at that end of the street.
Oh.
So, but if we get the use of the back of the gelato place, we would be able to run power from there, or maybe from Kelly's over through the fence there.
Yeah, will you ask them about the power?
Of course I will.
And if they're not okay with that, I'll ask Kelly.
No troubles.
What about Montoya or El Trigo?
I would be open to that. Well, I love...
They play all the time.
I like Mike Montoya. Yeah, he's been playing so much lately that I'm... I wanted something that... Even the Frytown Tufts, it's just it's a lot.
I talked to Pat Panther, and she said that she would be open to it.
She'd be open to it?
Mm-hmm. And I also talked to... he's got three names for name. Keith, Allen, Dennis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I can't. They're always changing.
I love Keith too. Yeah.
Well, I think.
You will need to vote on it though.
We'd have to vote.
I think Pat Panther would be lovely for a little bit because she's one person. It's not too loud.
She's very good. Really lovely, because she'd be lovely as an introduction.
Yes.
And even a closing one.
Yeah.
But in the middle, you need that kind of
scene. Something with a little more energy.
I had the car accident. That's the one he and his folks are so good.
Why don't we vote on it? We'll vote on it next time. So if anybody has anybody else, any other search, I'm open to any of these. I just wanted somebody who's not playing every night, and I love Mike Montoya, but
But there's new people in town. I mean, the man who plays outside, outside look, you know, I'm not sure.
Miho, Miho.
I'm not sure who he is really as a person, but he sure is.
He's a great piano player.
He's a great piano player.
The piano busker guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
He's got a piano now, too. I just heard that that he keeps it up at Will's place or something.
Yeah, he put it at Will's place. I don't know. Next time we'll, I feel like we're okay. If everybody will come, yeah, talk to a few people like you did. I'm open to any of those. I would like somebody, like I said, on a personal level, somebody who doesn't play a whole lot, because it just isn't a draw, mm-hmm. you know. But it still would be fine in some ways, because not everybody gets to party outside, so. So think about that, and if you can, talk to the people that you're in. Don't tell them that obviously we're going to hire them, but tell them, ask them how much they would want, because we're going to need an amount, too.
Yep.
So if you talk to people, ask them how much they want to get paid, so.
What did we pay last year? We paid the girls $200 or something?
We didn't pay them. I don't think it was very much. They were great.
Keith offered to do it for free, and so did John Morrison.
I love it.
Well, what
good.
Yeah, but we don't.
I mean,
we will pay them too. We don't.
Yeah, we always pay
people.
As the Arts Commission, we always
we've
try to pay.
We've had too much
them.
Of that over our lifetime.
Right.
Cheap, we don't care. We're down with, but
reasonable.
Well, yeah, we don't like to use the word cheap.
So, is there anything else this evening, you guys? Do we all feel like we have some job? The two main things that we voted on, which are really important, the name and the graphic designer. I will contact Bridget and give her all the information about the event. Make sure, what are the times that we want? 6 o'clock okay to start? Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
And then I don't even have to put a final date.
Maybe we
auction
could,
date time is what we need.
Maybe we could put the artwork will be up for preview before that, but the party starts.
I'm down for that. What time do we want the auction to end? We have to put that on the poster.
Bedtime.
8:30?
Yeah, let's do 8:30. Is that okay with everybody? End it at 8:30?
Is it a silent auction or auction?
Yeah, how is it going to
work? It's a silent auction, this time I thought. Because the live, that's part of the reason we're avoiding.
Yeah.
Unless you guys have a, do you want to do live auction?
No, I want silent.
Let's do a live auction. And then we'll be selling the kites the whole time. They're not auctioned off. We're just going to sell them.
What's your children?
I don't know.
All right. Unless anybody has anything else to add now that the Arts Commission is enjoying their chairs so thoroughly, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Unless anybody else have anything else they felt was important. I feel pretty good after this short little meeting.
Okay. So we have some big things to work out, but we're...
Mm-hmm.
No, we're getting there. Band would be the next important thing. I'll get a poster with Bridget. I will try and get some sample of a poster by the next meeting. She seemed to be fine with it. I was like, do you have enough time? She seemed fine. So hopefully we'll have our poster by the next meeting. Maybe that's a little bit too soon. As soon as I have it, I'll send it out to Nina and she'll send it to you guys because I don't know if it'll be done by then. And then we will order the prints and get those up and I'll feel better about everything. And I'll contact you guys, you two, about the kites when they come in, okay?
Yeah.
Cool?
Good.
And Wednesday, Jill.
Wednesday.
We're looking at the thing. Make sure everybody goes and looks because I have to get that done this week. Okay?
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Yes, I second.
Any ayes?
Aye.
No, any nays? All right. We are adjourned.
You guys